If you're hearing the sound of my voice as this truck goes by, you're watching Dog Talk here on Channel 180. That's Spectrum 180. Check us out also on Roku, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. I'm Don, and my guest today is Commissioner Gary Marchman from the Coleman County Commission's office. Thank you so much for joining us today on this sunny day here in Orange Beach. How's the weather looking like up there, Mr. Marchman?
Oh, it's beautiful right now. Supposedly it's going to go up to about 74 degrees today and sunshine. So, you know, no clouds. It's a beautiful spring day.
Fantastic. It really, you know, for us to all be kind of quarantined in a way, you know, we sure have had some good weather for you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been great. Been great. My time of year.
Oh, mine too. Well, real quick, let's talk a little bit about what y'all been doing up there at the commission during this time. I know that things have been really trying, to say the least, during this time. What's the mood been like there?
It's been good so far. I mean, we've had some really good feedback from the public. There is a lot of the public, you know, of course, that's wanting things open back up and stuff like that. But for the most part, people have been real understanding and willing to do whatever they could do to help assist in whatever we need to make sure that the county functions at least a minimum level, you know. So yes. It's been really good. It has.
Good. I know that, you know, the courts have been shut down and they have recently tried to get that started back. You know, are y'all letting anybody into the courthouse right now? Y'all aren't letting anybody in, correct?
It's very, very limited. Now, there may be an occasion where a special circumstance arises where they have to come in for a specific reason, but it's very, very limited. Most of the business is being done. Like if somebody has to have some business done, they come to the door and the deputies there, the security there gives them a number to call. They call that number and then they coordinate whatever business they have with whatever department they need to speak with or do business with. And that's kind of the way it's working right now. And of course it's a little slower like that, but it's kind of abiding by a lot of the rules that we have to abide by right now.
Yes, and those law rules have been put in place by Governor Ivey.
Definitely.
So a higher power, as they say.
I guess so. Yeah, that's right.
Now that you know, we all know that that's been a real issue there. How about you and your family? How are y'all dealing with this?
Oh, we're doing great, man. It's you know, as a matter of fact, my son lives right next door to me, so we've had a little bit of company, you know, from kids and stuff like that. But we've it's the restriction. I'm ready to get out among people, you know. Like I hadn't been going to church like I normally do, and just, you know, being the social bug, I guess, that some people that I am. So it's affected us that way. But as far as our ability to do anything, you know, it really hasn't changed that much. We can still, you know, we eat well, we have electricity and water and we have everything that we need, you know, so yes. Other than just the social part of it, it hadn't affected us that much.
Yeah, I've been eating well too, I'm not going to lie. I probably gained 10 pounds.
Yeah, me too.
But no, that aside, I'm glad that y'all are doing okay and everything's
good over there. Thank you.
Yes, we're going to take just a quick commercial break. We're going to come back after these messages, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what the commission's doing, the plans to reopen, and we'll talk about a little bit about the roads too, okay?
Sure. That'd be great.
All right, fantastic. This episode is brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. We're with Commissioner Gary Marchman of Coleman County. Thank you, Gary, once again for being with us today. Let's talk a little bit about opening back up. I know that's on everybody's mind right now. And I know down here in Gulf Shores, they're going to be opening up at the first of next month.
That being said, I don't know if the governor has actually said that that's going to happen or not.
That's exactly right. And you know, we want to be able to open up as soon as possible. But then again, you know, the guidelines that we kind of have been using in the past is, you know, the CDC guidelines from the federal government, from different aspects and different departments. And then we also have our state, you know, our governors and stuff like that. So we've been trying to mail those guidelines that they've sent down to us into how and what we need to do locally and how it will impact us, and use those guidelines to set a standard for what we do. You know, yes. So with all that said, you know, do we want to open up on the first? Of course we do. But we want to make sure that we're using every precaution to protect people that we can, you know. So yes. That being said, I guess that's that don't give everybody an answer that, hey, yeah, we're opening up, but we still going to have to see what the governor says and what our numbers say on, hey, we've had increases in numbers of COVID cases in Cullman and increases in deaths. If that keeps going on, then, of course, we'll have to address that as time progresses.
Yes, and I know there's a lot of people that are ready to get back to work. I was talking with Mayor Pansville last week, and he was talking about, you know, it needs to be kind of a measured thing. You know, we really can't just go all out and just do this, you know, just boom, open back up. Because, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer that it could pass once again undetected and really start ravaging our city and our county.
Even more so. You're exactly right. And you know, there's so many different aspects to this thing that we don't know about. And so we're still like I heard one man say, we're still in the baby stage. We're still in the learning stage of what's going on with this virus. But on the same hand, when we look at it, we've come a long way. And when we look at it from our aspect, we've got to start planning right now because we're going to be faced with some economic impact from this. So revenue in some areas is going to be down, you know. So we've got to start planning because we have already budgeted for this revenue. We've got to start planning on how we're going to deal with these losses of revenue and making sure that we keep everybody employed and keep everybody focused on things that we can do and how we can impact our communities.
Yes, yes. Speaking of that, speaking of revenue, you know, we were also talking last week about the census and how that correlates with monies that are brought to the county and to the cities in the county. How important for us during this time is it for us to go out and do the census?
Yeah, it's very important, you know, and there's so many people that are skeptical and don't want to do the census. Like I know some people that that live in mobile homes and maybe a mobile home park that are green card or they're here on work visa or whatever. They don't want to take part of the census. You know, they don't want to have anything to do with it. But they need to be counted because if they've been here during that time from 1 April or whatever until then they're considered part of our census, you know, legal. But I think with this COVID stuff and just things that are happening around us, it's going to be hard to get a good count, but it's very important. If you know those people and you can go to them and talk to them and say, hey, it's go ahead and fill this out because any information you put on here is going to stay with this department. It's not going anywhere else. Nobody's going to come looking for you because you say you live in the United States illegally, you know?
Yes.
Illegally, you know, nobody's going to come looking.
If you're still living here, you're still a part of this community.
Yes, that's exactly that's right.
No matter what your nationality. Right. So let's talk real quick a little bit about the impacts that has on our road conditions in Cullman County. I know that once again, that deals with money and that deals with miles paved. I know.
Yeah. You know, kind of to update everybody, which everybody knows this, I think, or most people know this, we're a little behind schedule right now because of the current weather we've had, you know, with the tornado, the damage there. You know, we had, I don't know, roughly $500,000 in damage, and we're still assessing a lot of damage that has that's going to be coming in. Like, I think we moved like $250,000 worth of labor and equipment stuff into debris removal, you know, so we're getting those numbers compiled and put together. Hadn't got a good number on them yet, but also with all the flooding we've had this flooding all over the county, and there's people that are just want to choke us right now because we're not getting out there fast enough. Like I talked to a gentleman this morning, he said, you need to put everything else behind and put mine up front, you know.
Yeah, I think we all want that. We all want our roads first.
So it is going to have an impact. Yes, it is.
And I know that, that was kind of a double whammy that day. You know, you had tornadoes and then the flooding right after that. That's just kind of a nightmare scenario for Alabama in a way.
It is. And you know, our road situation right now, I don't want to paint any gloom and doom or anything right there. It's just not going to get much better right now. I want to make it better. And I guarantee you, if I had the money, I'd fix every road in Coleman. And the reason being, because my call volume would go down to about zero, you know.
Yes. I can just imagine.
One call a day, you know.
Yes, yes. Just to give our viewers kind of an idea, how many miles of roads are we looking at in Coleman County?
We overall in Coleman, we've got roughly 1,800 miles of road. We've got like 1,500 miles that are in our maintenance system. Of course, there's roads, you know, that are in the maintenance system of municipalities like the city of Coleman or Good Hope or Hantsville or whatever, you know. And some of those roads we still assist with, but overall, if you look at it, it's a little over 1,500 miles that we maintain in our county system, which is actually one of the largest road systems in the state for a county to maintain.
Yes, and it's vital for our community to get out there and do that census so that we can get more money so we can repair those roads. Yeah, think of it like this. You know, you get out there and you do that census, the road might get repaired sooner.
And, you know, you're exactly right. People, you know, I think a lot of people know this, but it also needs to be refreshed in their mind that you know, every aspect of what we do is affects our roads, every aspect, you know, whether it be the census or whether it be the way that we adjust revenues, you know, for whatever purpose or reason, every aspect, how much money spent, even the stimulus is going to affect how much money we've got to spend on our roads, you know. Yes. So yes. There's right. Every aspect of it comes back to affecting our roads. Sure does.
That's right. Well, Mr. Marchman, thank you so much for coming on today, talking with us about all these things. Very helpful information today.
My pleasure. Call me anytime. I love to be able to talk to the public, you know, and if they want to call me, I don't mind giving them my cell phone. It's 256-338-9097.
You might regret that. You might get everybody now. Okay. Thank you. We really appreciate it, Mr. Marchman. We really do.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for all that you do for this county.
We appreciate you, Don.
Thank you. That's been our show today. Thank you for watching Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. Thanks for watching. I'll stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.